Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast, a cup of encouragement that I hope you'll share on your social media platforms and even share it via text or email with a friend that it might be an encouragement for them as well. In the book of Joshua chapter 4, verse 7, one little verse, here's what it says. These stones will stand as a memorial among the people of Israel forever. Now, it's in the middle of a story that takes place in verse 1 all the way through verse 24, but it's important that we stop right there and recognize that Joshua is reminding us that we need memorials, we need remembrances. Keepsakes can mark significant occasions in our lives. I was just moving my daughter over the past weekend, and I found several things from her childhood that meant a great deal to me. They were significant occasions in our lives. Graduations, engagements, weddings, souvenirs from vacations, medals, trophies, hand-me-downs from older people. Sometimes we even keep things that remind us of challenging things that we faced in our lives, and somehow the Lord helped find our way through it. And these mementos, they can trigger memories and help us share stories that give our kids a better understanding of our history and experiences, which is still important and as important as the people of Israel. And as the Israelites prepared to cross the Jordan River, they may have retold stories of how God parted the Red Sea so their ancestors could cross on dry ground, and about the songs that Moses and his sister Miriam wrote and sang to commemorate this escape from Egypt and Pharaoh and their slavery. Similarly, Joshua called together 12 men and instructed them to remove stones from the riverbed to build a memorial that would bear witness to the providence of God as God stopped the Jordan when the priest stepped into the water. And then Joshua said, go back and get the stones and build this remembrance, build this memorial. Now, we may not build stone altars today, but we still need reminders of God's love and His mercy. And in the midst of hardships, it's easy to lose sight of the truth of God's love. We can get trapped by poor thinking or worry or complaints or just honestly bad moods. But take time to consider a trial that God has brought you or a loved one through. Celebrate those hard-earned milestones. Remember Joshua's message, God did this so all the nations of the earth might know that the Lord's hand is powerful. Friend, I want you to really start considering how you would build a memorial of remembrances so that you might remember the goodness of God. One of the reasons that I put together the power routines is that you might have an opportunity to journal and capture the remembrance of how God brought you through the big times, the little times, the great times, the poor times, and even the times in the middle. Because when we build and remember what God has done, the next time we face something of a challenge, we can always look back and recall and remember that God will always carry us through. Friend, today I encourage you, grab a copy of Power Routines here at Sugar Hill Church. If you live away, so would you send us an email? Just shoot us an email. You can send it to me at chuck@sugarhill.church, and we'll make sure that we get you a copy, and it'll help you journal through each day the remembrance of God's blessings in your life. And if you're in the middle, in the thick of a challenge, look back and remember, He's always carried you. He's never left you. He is a good Father, and He cannot wait to minister and bless you today. God bless you. Thanks for joining me on this cup of encouragement on today's weekday podcast. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.